The Mark Simone Show.
710 WOR.
Well, Steve Solomon, great comedian, author. You know, he created one of the longest-running one-man comedies in Broadway history. My mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm in therapy. And then since Broadway's been touring all over the world, actually, not this weekend, next weekend, he comes back to this area, Saturday, December 10th, Suffolk Theater, Riverhead, Sunday, December 11th, Pollock Theater, Monmouth University, Long Branch, New Jersey. And great to have him with us. Steve Solomon, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Everything good?
Everything's great. Hey, now listen, we were talking about this last hour. You're half Italian, half Jewish. Italian culture, wherever you go, Italian restaurants more than ever. Jewish culture changing dramatically. Delis disappearing and all of that. New generation's not interested. What's the deal with that?
Yeah. Everybody would say to me the same thing. The Italians and the Jews, it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. I would tell them, listen, if I want to put in a driveway, I'm not going to call Uncle Moishe.
Okay.
If I want brain surgery, I'm not going to call Uncle Vito. That's not going to Oh, that's so stereotyping. It is what it is. What can I tell you? That's my family.
Although somebody once said, Italians are Jews with better food.
Yeah, right. And the same guilt. Everybody would ask me, Mark, do your parents fight? Did they fight? No. I got to the point where my father started looking at his burial plot as a vacation getaway. That's the way it was.
But now, listen, are you allowed to say all this stuff anymore in the politically correct world? Do you have to tone it down at all?
My whole family is politically incorrect.
Yeah.
So, you know, what can I tell you? I mean, they say, my Uncle Paul, it looks like this, you know, don't worry about nothing. Everything is good. My father's a little old Jewish man. What are you worried about? Everything is all right. It's the same piece of meat. I love them. I love them all. And it is what it is. I don't get upset. In 10,000 performances, Mark, I've had one letter from somebody complaining that I offended. 10,000 performances.
Yeah,
so I'm doing what I do best. I'm making people happy, and they identify with the characters. The ones they, especially in New York, the ones they identify are with, like my sister, the smoker, who talks like she's nothing to do with the cigarettes.
So, you know what's funny is so many people leaving New York because of the taxes, all that stuff, and they're all moving to South Carolina and all these, you know, Nashville, and so in these areas. They never met anybody that talks like this before with these accents, right?
Mark, you hit it on the head. When I do a show like that, they're looking at me because they haven't seen an Italian Jew for 600 miles. But they love the show because we do the TSA agents, we do the doctors, we do the people you come in contact with. So it's not just my family. I do about 25 characters on the stage, and they do identify with them. It's really terrific.
Yeah. And it's all very universal. You couldn't have done this years ago because nobody would relate to anybody from New York 50 years ago.
Tell me about it. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Are you going to be coming back to New York? Now, that must be the best place to play, right? Suffolk Theater.
It's so great. Well, I'm a Long Island boy, and coming back home, it's just so terrific because the audiences not only know me from when I used to live there because they know me, it's just they recognize me from the TV appearances, and they all want to come back and talk to me, which is hysterical. I want to just sell merchandise after the show, but, you know, hey, Stevie, how you doing? Everything. Remember me? We used to go out together. So I'm as courteous as I can be, but I can't wait to get back to the New York and New Jersey crowds. They're terrific. Mama lived in New Jersey most of her life, and it was terrific.
Yeah. And you grew up in Brooklyn, right? Now, talk about an area changing. It's not the same as when you grew up.
No, it's Russian. It's the Russians. They're Russians. Used to be Italians and Jews. Now it's I make for you good food for you. So it's mostly the Russians. But and I haven't played. Oh yeah, I did. I did Walt Whitman Auditorium, but it was different. I'm a Brooklyn boy, Sheepshead Bay. It was terrific.
Yeah. So
one of the things I do in the show is I say it was a tough neighborhood we lived in. 10 times a day, somebody would walk past me and go, "Hey, Stevie," and they'd grab their crotch. How you doing? I said, I hate when women do that.
So. Hey, guys like you who are big, successful tours, and you're touring the world, and every night you're doing another show. How did you get through the pandemic, sitting at home for all that time?
I didn't, Mark. I went crazy. They canceled 51 performances around the country. And you know, it's very difficult to do a comedy show when half the audience is missing and they're all sitting 10 feet apart and they're wearing masks.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really tough because the loudest noise a comic can hear is silence.
Yeah.
And it was very, very tough for a while, but it's all coming back now. What they did was they squeezed about 50 shows into about 3 months. So I'm literally, as you said, all over the country. You know, good night, everybody. I had a wonderful time. I'll see you. And then I get on a plane. Hi, this is the best crowd I ever had. Get on a plane. So it's been hectic, really hectic. But the people are coming back out. And thank God COVID's over with for the time being.
Yeah. So I saw a lot of comedians during that lockdown, after they're going crazy after a couple of weeks. So they start doing like a daily video, a daily Instagram, a daily... but it's tough to just talk to yourself, right? And looking at his computer.
Excuse me. You've been doing it for a zillion years.
Oh, yeah,
you're sitting there talking to yourself with no feedback. I admire that. How do you do that? That's astounding. But what I did was I wrote a book. I finished my book, and it's a hit. I don't want to brag, but it's a hit. And that was good. Took a year and a half to finish writing. But that's what kept me busy and not going crazy.
Yeah. So when you were a kid, because if you see his show, the voices, the characters, amazing. So when you were a kid, you must have started by imitating teachers, people like that?
I did, Mark, and I got myself in trouble because I could make my voice go very deep. So if I was playing hooky from school, I was cutting school. Back then, you remember, we had truant officers who would call the house to verify that so-and-so was home sick. So, but if you called ahead, it was okay. So I would call the school and go, I'd like to tell you that Steve Solomon is not going to be in school today. And they would say, what's the problem? He's very sick. And who am I talking to? This is my father. That happened once, and I got a lot of trouble for that one.
No. Well, everybody can go see Steve Solomon. Hey, it's great talking to you. You can go to his website, stevesolomon.net, but this show is toured all over the world. My mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm in therapy. Take care.
All right, man. All right. Take care. Bye.
Take care. We got, hey, when we